Welcome to the first episode from the Nation Sports Network, a brand new thing we're doing here where we keep you up to date with all the sports news. Today we have a very special guest. I'm joined by the Barbados Senior Men's National Football Captain, Andrew Applewhite. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, good morning to everyone. Doing great.
Fantastic, good to have you here. Thank you. So obviously congratulations on your big move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
Okay. We're going to talk about it a little more in detail, but I want to start at the beginning. When did your dream of becoming a professional footballer start?
Well, toodles to Marlon Hart, first coach that really got me into football. It started around the age of 13 when I entered Commonwealth School. Before that, it was all cricket, you know. Growing up, your mother, your father,
yeah,
it's all cricket. So sure. Yeah, definitely thanks to him making this dream become reality at some point.
Okay. Were you any good at cricket?
Kinda, man.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Decent. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Why left back? Talk to me about that.
So originally I started at centre back. That was the first position I played, and it was just on the 15 national team, there were no left backs, so I was probably the only left footer in the team. So yeah. Ronaldo Jiltz, he put me at left back.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Makes sense. And when did you decide, okay, I want to make this a real thing, I want to go and become professional?
Yeah, so as I told you, from the time I started, it was always the goal to become a professional player, step to the task, work hard, and yeah, succeed.
Okay. Can I talk to you a bit about your support system? Who were the people that were close to you that were helping you achieve this?
Yeah, my family, of course, mother, father, sister, brother as well, and also all the coaches that I came through. They always pushed me, supported me, and yeah, thanks to them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, religion has been a big thing in your path and your walk. On social media, you have a lot of spiritual posts, a lot of Bible verses. Talk to me about your relationship with God currently, and how has that helped you?
Yeah, at this point in my life, is God first in everything I do. Football, whether it be football, wherever you go, it's always God first. Coming through, like even on the trails that I've been to, it was always a no. So like, at one point in time, I just found peace, and I believe it was God. So yeah, it was always from the beginning. From a youngster going to church and my family, they always took me every Sunday. So yeah, strong believer in God.
Oh, fantastic. Who were the players you looked up to growing up as a makeshift left back? Who were you looking up to?
Well, I always used to watch Wayne Rooney from the time I started. Rooney and Paul Pogba. They were my favorite players. So I based my game around those players. Well, not Wayne Rooney for the most part, because I didn't used to score any goals.
Right.
But yeah, Paul Pogba, his play style, I adapted that.
Okay.
And yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so a left back that loves a striker and a midfield player. Okay, yeah, got you covered.
Weird combination, yeah.
Yeah, but it works. You mentioned that you didn't used to score the goals then. I think in 2025, goals have definitely been a part of your game, a massive part of your game. Where did that come from? How did that develop?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
On my last, well, not last, but a recent trial I had in Portugal. So when I went there, it was like the left back, he was scoring goals and assisting on the time, and that's where I fell short. So from there, I was like, yeah, I got added to the game. So then me and Andre, always on the turf, finishing, whatever. But we know I had to start scoring goals and stuff in order to get that edge above the left backs across the world. So that's where it all started.
Fantastic. Okay, makes sense. Okay, so walk me through CFU, top scorer for Wales, got to the final. How did the competition go for you? And were you going into the competition thinking, I want to be a big goal scorer, one of contributing goals?
Not necessarily scoring goals, but the ideal was to help Wales as much as I could. Coming from Appalachian FC, I had a very good season there, so the confidence was skyrocketing. Yeah. So yeah, it was just going into the tournament, telling myself, yeah, I got to help Wales. They need me, they're depending on me in some parts of the game, so just to do my best for the team.
Okay. Well, Prime Minister's Cup, we're going to get to the hat trick, because it includes a very special goal that you scored. But going through the tournament, you were penalty taker, you were key defensively and going forward. What did you guys rectify this year? Because obviously last year you fell a bit short.
Yeah, it was just to have the edge above the opponents. We worked hard from the time we lost last year. It was all about winning. So we set our goals in December to win Premier League, knockout, CFU Club Shield, where we fell short, and the Prime Minister Cup. So going into the tournament, the preparation was different. Obviously, the coach changed. Right. So, and the guys really came out and did what they had to do. Me coming into the team from the CFU stage was a good addition for Wales, because we needed more like going forward, being that Akil Apawit was out on injury, so it was just to pick up that notch.
Yeah. Okay. Now talk to me about the final and that volley.
So the final was a great feeling, of course. We didn't make it that far last year, and we always knew that we wanted to win. So yeah, the game plan was to demolish Kate Starr, being real. Like, from the dressing room, even before the game, we wanted to win by at least 5 goals.
Oh gosh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was to make a statement, yeah. So we came out and we stepped to the task. Yeah. Everyone dwelled together well, even the subs that came on. Yeah, we worked very hard for that whole year.
Okay. Now, when the ball is dropping to you at the edge of the box, what's going through your mind before you hit it?
Honestly, just smash it. Whatever happened, happened.
Fair enough.
And luckily, it didn't go. Yeah, it was a great goal. It was probably one of the best goals that I ever scored.
Yeah, I would say so too. Yeah, I would say so. Now, I remember seeing you, I think it was just after halftime, and you told me, I think you said 2 more goals.
Yeah, 2 more goals. I remember.
Because you were in the running for the Golden Boot. So, I mean, a lot of international players said that they don't keep track of the stats and whatnot, but you definitely knew how much goals you needed to be.
Yeah, even before the game, after Sharan Hoyt, he scored a hat trick, so yeah. I knew that I had to score at least 3 to tie for the most goals. Yeah. So even in the dressing room, the guys like Rashad Jules and Fatih, all the guys are telling me 3 goals is not beyond you.
Yeah.
So also they helped me to achieve that goal.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Now you finished as MVP and joint top goal scorer. How does that feel in terms of being a defender and achieving that, but also as all the benefit of all the hard work you put in?
Yeah, so I know from the start that I needed to score goals and get assists in order to make it at the higher level. So that was always on my mind going into the games. I either had to get one or the other. Yeah, I had like certain games that I told my mother that I need at least 3 goal contributions just to stay on top. But yeah, definitely a great feeling to come out joint top scorer, MVP, best defender as well.
Yeah,
okay. To score goals from left back is a dream.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
really enjoy it.
Okay, and that's something you do as well for Barbados. Talk to me about your rise to becoming national captain. What's that been like?
Yeah, so I entered the national team around 16, 17 years old. Yeah, and against the Dominican Republic. Okay. And from there, I always like gained the experience from the older players. They always spoke to me in terms of like leadership and stuff. So like I was the leader of the younger players,
okay,
if you understand. So like that middle. That middle channel between the younger players and the seniors. Yeah, so it was coming out, they always knew that I had the potential to be the captain.
Okay.
Even like Rashad and Christian Pierce supported me a lot. And yeah, it was a great transition coming from a younger player into captain.
Okay. And how did you feel when you heard the news that you would be?
Like, I knew it was coming. So like, yeah, but still excited at the same. I had to keep the composure to lead the group.
Okay. And how are you finding that responsibility?
Yeah, it's going well, at least for the most part. It's just that I like the guys to be more consistent, even in like training and winning games, because that's where we need to be. If we want to be at the next level, now that we're entering the League B, we need to be consistent, winning games and stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah. One thing I want to ask you though, there's a number of Barbadian footballers going abroad and playing. How does that help the national team? You guys getting that exposure?
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. We're competing against professional players all across the world, even like Trinidad, Jamaica, the lower Caribbean countries, St. Lucia, they have a lot of professionals now. So I think it will help us in terms of competing and being consistent, as I said.
Now you mentioned Nadre earlier. What kind of relationship do you guys have? How does that help you?
That's my little brother. My little brother. So even from the time he came into the national team, I think he was like probably around the same age, 16. Yeah, we always, from there we stuck together. Train every day together. He always calling me. Like every day, like in Portugal, he would always call me.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Really love that, man.
Yeah, that's so cool. And how does that help you guys in terms of a squad morale and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it really helped because he played on the left side as well. Even at Wales national team, he would play on the left side. Yeah. So we always had that connection, like going far, even coming back. Great communication on the pitch. And yeah, that was it.
Okay. I want to talk to you about your professional move now. When did you know this was going to happen? And who did you tell? Who was the first person you told?
Yeah, I knew from probably like October.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. So I knew from October, and the first person I told was my girlfriend. And then my family. And then you, of course. Yeah.
Chain of command. Yeah. Okay. So cool. So how excited are you to go on this venture?
Very excited. It was a dream come true for me. So it's now to get that started. The hard work now starts. So really eager to get across and get competing at the professional level.
Okay. Yeah. For football fans, transfer news is one thing that we look forward to the most out of everything else. Mm-hmm. How does the transfer actually work in terms of the build-up or whatnot? What can you tell us in terms of how it actually works?
All right, so the agent will contact the sporting directors of the clubs or what's not, and then they will communicate with one another, exchange like videos, player profiles, all of that, and then it's like an interview, a job interview. Okay. So then you hop on a call with the team, the director, sporting director, scouting director. Yeah, you hop on a call with those, and then they like go through your player profile, your videos and stuff. They have a lot of information on you that you don't even know. In terms of like aerial jewels, all this stuff they have.
All those metrics, yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool.
There's a lot of detail that they had. And also they know what kind of players they want into the squad, what kind of system they want to play. Yeah. So then after the interview, they would then send, if they want you, they would then send you like pre-contract, so like all the details of like salary and everything, then for contract, and then that's for discussion purposes.
Right.
Then after you agree, your agent agree, then you get the official contract.
Okay, cool. Were there any other clubs you were close to coming signing for, or not?
Yeah, really? Actually, New Mexico United in the USL Championship, been on trial there. And unfortunately, well, I signed the contract with them first, but unfortunately, that contract had to be scrapped because I was coming from amateur, so I had to wait until the international transfer window. This was in January.
Got you covered. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe. Could happen. Yeah.
Probably be there now.
It would have been cool, innit? That would have been cool for sure. What's next for you, though, bro? What is that?
Yeah, pro, Connecticut United, do my best and reach for the stars.
Okay. Do you have any individual goals that you want to reach?
I haven't set the goals as yet okay. into the team, but it's just to have a very good first season okay. at professional level.
Okay. I'm not sure if people know this, but you're a Manchester United fan. And you guys recently sacked your manager. Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to fellow Manchester United fans about the club? The, you know, anything you want to say at all?
Just stay supporting the team, man.
Okay.
Let's see after many years what could happen.
What can happen?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. Any manager particularly you want coming in?
For right now, like Matt Ole.
Okay.
But
that's it.
In the future, like probably summer, I would like Zidane. Or top coach, you know?
A big coach,
that win trophy.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming and joining us.
No problem, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.